Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast.
Hello, my dears. How are you today? Disciplining a child. Does that make you nervous? Well, don't be. This is one subject we all talk about, and we all have different ideas and suggestions on what can be done and how it can be done best while trying to make it very efficient. All of these tips and ideas can work, most of the time. However, the cardinal rule when trying to discipline is patience. Also, let's not call it disciplining a child. Let's call it teaching positive behavior or positive disciplining. It's one way to ensure that you don't get stuck with a power struggle. After all, the first cognitive word the tots learn to say is no. As adults, caretakers, parents, it is our responsibility to teach the kids right from wrong. We need to explain to them and make them understand the difference between the correct way and the wrong way. This will help them in making better decisions in future. I am sure you must have seen or heard children break rules, act out in disrespectful ways, throw tantrums, talk back, or hit another kid on the playground, or just whine sometimes. And our immediate solution to this behavior is, you guessed it right, you're on a timeout, go to your room. So, timeout is supposed to give them time alone to think alone about what they have done wrong. I beg to differ. Far from it. On the contrary, here's what happens. Your child got into trouble for hitting another child. You jumped in because this was not the right thing to do. You sent him to his room for a timeout. You want him to contemplate his actions. Meanwhile, he's sitting in his room, playing with his truck or reading a book, and simply thinking about what he's going to do after his break is done. Absolutely contrary to what you had imagined. The timeout ends, he runs down, apologizes, and he moves on. Is this a punishment? Yes. Was there a lesson learned? No. There's a good chance that this will repeat. The one thing that's clear here is that this misbehavior gets attention. And all children want is attention. They want attention from their parents and caretakers so much that they find that poor behavior leads to this attention. Bingo! And there you have the next of misbehaviors for the sake of attention seeking. This is a cycle, like a catch-22. This cycle needs to be broken, and some positivity needs to be put into the mix. Let's talk about how we can use positive discipline without punishment to help kids learn better without any power struggles. Like I said, kids love attention. Then why not give them that attention without them asking for it? Without them having to resort to misbehavior? This is easy and actually promotes good behavior from kids. You need to fill up their attention bucket. That's right. Have these genuine encounter moments with them. I know there are days when you come home from work exhausted and all you want to do is sleep. However, spending some quality time with children is important. It's actually non-negotiable. Make some time. Play with them. Watch cartoons with them. Talk to them. Listen to them. Trust me, they will have lots to tell you. All I mean is, be there 100%, in the moment with them. 100%. This interaction can be beneficial to you too. And relaxing after a tiring day's work? Turn off your phone and all your other communication devices during these moments. Basically, fill up their bucket with such good moments, and the children will not seek attention based on misbehavior. Remember? 100%. When you see good behavior, make sure that you give a huge shout out. Kids notice when you pay attention to them and praise them. Again, this aids in positive behavior, kindness, thoughtfulness, good listening, sharing, helping out. It gives them confidence and security. It could be something as simple as, "Good job," or something on the lines of, "I like how you shared your toy with your sister." Try not to say things like, "You look so pretty," or "You're so smart," but try to say, "I love the way your dress looks," or "I like how you thought of such a good idea." This definitely brings out positive behavior. Make sure you set limits. This helps you in keeping your peace and ensures the kids are being safe. Instead of saying, "Don't run," try, "I know you want to run, but we don't do that in the house. Remember last time you got hurt doing that? How about you go run in the yard? Go play there." Have you heard this? If I have told you once, I have told you 1,000 times. Yes, this statement does not work with the little ones. I think they can barely understand the depth you're trying to convey. So, keep it where it belongs, in the past. It's very easy for a child to go into a fight or flight mode. When that happens, a child is unable to process or acknowledge his or her feelings and hence cannot process a situation. At such times, a time out is counterproductive. Think of having a time in. Sit down with your child and acknowledge his or her feelings to help them calm down. Trying to reason with a child when he is throwing a tantrum is not going to work. You know it. At such times, call out his feelings and listen to your child. This helps the child cool off and work through the emotions. The best part is once your child learns to acknowledge his feelings and communicate with you, she will also feel more connected to you and feel safe about sharing what's going on inside. There are many tools out there that help children with this. My favorite is the emotions cards. It's a set of colorful flashcards that shows every emotion with a picture. It's easy to make them understand and make them relate to their emotion. That connection is key, my dears. Misbehavior happens when a child feels bad about himself and also disconnects with people that he's closest to. The solution? Stay connected. Try your best to get down to their eye level. Towering over a child and trying to have a conversation can lead to some power struggles. Make the eye contact. Make sure you give a hug or just place your hand on their shoulder. How about cuddling up on the couch or just hold her? Again, these genuine encounter moments not only help you connect with your child, it also helps your little one calm down. Once this happens, then ask about what's bugging them and how you can help them to find a solution. For instance, try saying, "I can see you're upset right now. What would make you feel better? How can we fix this for you?" Addressing the underlying issue helps you guide your child through their emotions. Think about what could be the reason. Is your child tired? overstimulated, jealous, frustrated, angry, craving your attention? Perhaps wants to connect with you. Is he or she feeling terrible inside? Is he overexerted? Perhaps a good cry can release all the pent-up emotion. Once you have discovered what the need is, then you can eliminate the misbehavior. The children need to calm down. This is essential. And you know you need to help them do it. You know the benefits of calming down. Now it's time to show them how to do it. Remember, I was talking about tools and a visual aid? There is one that's specifically meant for calming down. How about that, huh? And if visual cards is not your thing, then there are other ways to help them calm down. How about a simple hug? Listen to music together. Work on a puzzle together. You can draw or doodle pictures. Drinking a glass of cold water sometimes, that helps. Or sing a song. Help them take a shower or put them in a bath. There are so many different simple ways of achieving this. See what works best for you and your child. Always remember, punishment is not an effective way of disciplining children. They are young, innocent, and can soak up anything like a sponge. You want to make sure that you are giving them the right kind of lessons, guiding them through as they are growing. Be consistent with your lessons. Address their feelings and help them problem solve for their future. You are doing great, my dears. You've got this. Bye now.